We have something else, right?
One more. CU 1653, Mr. Lang.
Yes, this is an application of Robert Rain to consider the conditional use of land in a GR general residential district for a plumbing business with parking area to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 2.56 acres more or less, lying south of Route 302A, 1/4 mile northwest of Road 48. Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on this application on May 11th of 2006. We heard comments from DLDOT, the Sussex Conservation District. We'd received a letter from Kazmar Alkanowski. whatever. I think I did. Opposing the application, expressing some concerns. The applicant was present with Rowan Glidden of George William Stevens Jr. and Associates Incorporated and gave press testimony. There were no parties present in support of the application. Art Sundberg was present in opposition and gave reasons of testimony, all being a part of the record. On May 11th, the commission deferred action. On May 25th, the commission discussed the application under old business. Mr. Smith stated he would move that the commission recommend denial of conditional use 1653 for Robert Ryan to operate a plumbing business with parking area in a GR district based on the record made at the public hearing for the following reasons. One, he does not believe that the application is consistent with the surrounding area. Two, the purpose of the application is to allow a plumbing business to operate on an otherwise residential property. This use will be out of character with the adjacent and surrounding properties. Three, although the applicant has stated that the intended use is limited and would occur while the property is also used as a residence, Mr. Smith believes that there are other locations that are currently zoned for business or commercial use that are available and better suited for the intended use. Four, the application does not promote the health, safety, convenience, and general welfare of the neighborhood or community. Five, the proposed use of a plumbing business is not consistent with the purposes of the GR district as set forth in the county zoning ordinance. And thereby, there was a motion, a second, and carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be denied for those reasons stated. I believe that's all I have, gentlemen. I will pass down for the record a copy of the site plan survey for this application.
Mr. Griffin.
Are you the applicant, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, would you state your name and
it's
your address?
It's Robert Ron, R-A-H-N, and it's 28082 Avalon Road, Georgetown, Delaware.
And could you tell the council, explain your application and tell them what you would like to do and why you believe it should be approved?
Well, number one, this is the first I heard of any of the minutes or anything that were mentioned. I had no idea what had happened prior, but the first thing that Mr. Smith had said that there was no... there's nothing else consistent in the area. There's several other small businesses in the area, HVAC, electrical contractors, siding contractors. There's a beauty shop down the road that's doing just pretty much the same thing I'm doing. The only thing I do is I have some men, and there's only a few vehicles parked there. Most of the men take their trucks home. They come in the morning. I dole out the jobs for the day. They work all day, they come back, some of them come back, and a lot of them just go home. I mean, I don't have a retail business. I don't have people in and out at my house. I actually live there, so I don't really, and it was bought for the sole purpose to put up a small garage to store some fittings and stuff in, overflow fittings. All we do is we leave that area and go to job sites, Baywood Greens, we do all tunnels work, we work with all the neighbors, all the people around us, all the parks around us and everything else. And there's, I don't know. I don't quite understand. It's not an eyesore. DLDOT did a survey. We're not adding any traffic to the road. I don't know. I'm just a plumber. I don't have charts and graphs or horses or, I don't know.
It says you had 8 trucks and 1 trailer. I mean, are the 8 trucks parked there every night?
No, they're not. I actually counted up what we have. I have my own personal truck that I have a van that I run around and look at jobs in. And then there's only 2 other trucks are there because the one guy lives in South Bethany and it's a box truck and I get 7 miles per gallon with it. And the other one's also a box truck and that man lives in Wilmington and commutes back and forth. So those trucks do stay there.
They're the ones that stay overnight.
Yes, sir.
Right.
And the, as far as a trailer goes, we have a ditch witch, but that is normally never stored at the site. If it is there, it's stored behind the garage. You never see it.
Is there any thoughts of maybe if you got such, you got 2.5 acres?
Yes.
Right. Any thoughts of going into the rear there? And
I'm
and
way, if you look at how it's laid out now, I'm way back off the road as right. It is. And I've got tree cover behind me and beside me. The neighbors right beside me, I mean, they've never said a word. I mean, I bought the lot or the house from the lady that has the lot right beside me. She just moved right in next door. And they put a provision in there, which I'll gladly do as far as if they want me to plant trees to shield her. She's never complained, but I mean, I'll gladly do that. I think I've tried to do everything that they're asking me to do.
Now, was this part of a residential subdivision? Is that
I just bought it because there was like a lot of ground with it.
Okay, it's not in your deed. There wasn't any references to any.
No, sir.
Any kind of subdivision.
No, the lady that I bought the house from owned about every lot on that street, the Eatons.
Mm-hmm. What kind of hours do you keep? I mean, like
they normally leave. They leave between 7 and 7:30 every morning, and the guys that do come back are back between 3:30 and 4 every day.
So if we put that's like Monday through.
It's Monday through Friday. We don't.
Monday work. Through Friday, and then Saturday, Sunday, emergencies only.
We don't do much emergency work either. We're pretty much just we don't do after hours running. That's why most of them work
like
there.
7 to 5. Would that.
We don't even work out. They come back before they should most of the time anyway.
I'm just saying, if we're allowed to put conditions on.
Yes, sir. Yeah,
7 to 5 would be. You'd be comfortable with that.
Yes, sir.
You could easily work with that.
Monday through Friday, and
yeah, we don't work. We don't work weekends.
Don't work weekends.
Well, neither does he.
How long you been in the property? Sorry, how long
work
you
during the week? Why should I work weekends?
About 3.5 years.
You buy it with the intention of having a business on it?
Yes, sir. I did.
How long have you had the business there?
Probably about 2.5 years.
So you bought
has this been violated, Lawrence?
Yeah, I was violated.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, somebody bought the property. Somebody turned you in.
Well, I have
could be that lady next.
No, it wasn't the lady next door. It could have been Ala Vuchkowitz.
When you bought the property, you said you bought it with the intention of having a business there. Were you familiar with the land use plan that prohibits businesses in certain areas?
No, sir. Well, I had talked to the realtor, and I know this was stupid now after talking to people who know realtors, but I had told the realtor for the reason we were buying the property with that much ground what we intended to do, because I was in pot nets and I had 3 or 4 trucks in there, and Tunnel said, you got to get your trucks out of here, and I carry Tunnel's plumbing license, and he still made me leave. But the realtor never made any mention to me that I could not do this, or I would have looked somewhere else to buy. If Mr. Smith wants to buy me another piece of property, I'll gladly move out of there.
Well, it's not the realtor's.
I know, but you would expect the realtor, when I told her what I proposed to do when we were looking for property, she had never said anything that I could not. So no. I didn't know.
You didn't ask. Realtors work on commission. They don't care.
And she did good, I'm sure. I mean, I did not know. I'll be completely honest with you. And that when they came by and told me I need to file for a conditional use permit, I've had it resurveyed. I've had the things drawn up. I've already spent like $8,500 just trying to make it right.
Just trying to get to this point.
Yeah, I just want to work. I mean, the guys just want to work.
Is this not a development zone?
No, this is in a low density zone. It's in a GR district.
Right, which is a
part of land use plan is low density as far as zoning is GR.
Level 3 or level 4.
P&Z denied it. Is that correct?
I would say it's level 4.
Yeah, but it's primarily residential.
Yeah.
Level 4.
If you look,
possible to you to make up? I mean, I know a project to come, but we don't have any conditions. Could you do conditions, Lawrence? And
we could.
Yeah, defer a week or so we can go down and take a peek.
You'd have to go look at it and let me know what you thought.
And
were conditions
if you go
like
around the area, there's several other
right
people in the area doing the same thing. So you wouldn't really think you
might have to violate them. You better be careful.
I'm not saying any names. No, okay. Sir, I'm not, because a lot of them are my friends. I don't want to do that. I didn't come in here to make waves for them. But I would have never thought when you say, you know, did you know? No, because there's a lot of other people in the area doing this same thing. So I didn't know. I mean, I would gladly do anything the board requests.
Residential question is, how long have they been there?
Well, some of them after me. I because I know a couple of them. Like I say, I'm not going to throw stones or anything because they're friends of mine.
Well, a lot of people can carry off a home occupation if it's just like one truck in the yard and stuff like that. But when you start,
that's what I'm saying. The trucks aren't there all day.
Right.
I mean, it's not like we're running in and out like Caswell's or, you know, we're just a
We have, in the past, sir, some people have gone in the rear of their yards because to maintain the residential look. Instead of your parking, you show parking out in the front.
Right, right.
It might be more advantageous to throw all that in the rear behind your house so they can drive back in and get into a compound of some sort, maybe a some kind of fence.
If something like that would be required, I would do that.
Okay, well, see, that might be...
put some fence up.
But you got look. Here's one thing too. I've got four kids, and my brother-in-law, God bless him, lives with me. So I've got eight vehicles of my own that are there every day.
Well, that's probably what drew the attention.
You know, and I can't help. My kids all have cars. You know, they're all older, and you know, my wife has a vehicle. I have.
Two. Is it possible that you're the guy who did your drawing for you?
That was GWS.
Could he? Could we defer and leave the record open, gentlemen? Let him go back and maybe draw and show a parking in the rear and maybe make it less offensive because this is a residential zone.
I think we just do that. Excuse me, they'd have to do a site plan, wouldn't they?
Yeah, at least we'd see it, though. See what we're talking about. He'd have to get it done anyway. He'd have to get the survey redone anyway.
Yeah, but I understand that, but I'm... I think you can make it part of the conditions and it certainly would be sufficient.
I'll do whatever is requested.
I mean, it wouldn't take much. It's all on a CAD. They just take this and just switch it around. It's not expensive. It's not very difficult. They can probably do it in 10 minutes. And he could come back with a drawing.
Well, like I said, they've already clipped him for $8,500. So
no, a lot of people have clipped him. But he got violated, Mr. General. And he's...
Well, let's look at it and open it.
That's a suggestion. If there's any consensus not to do that or to do that, I think it would be wise for us to do that.
I got no problem with that, Mr. Cole. We need the record open. We look at that. We give it a couple weeks and give staff a couple weeks to get
conditions. You want to ask everybody, Mr. Brandon, if we should just ask him to defer and we can leave the record open for him to submit another drawing?
If you all get quiet,
yeah.
All right. Wow, you got under.
What's up to you?
You want to make him put a horse in the front yard?
Horse? No. It doesn't smell?
Yeah. You want to leave the record open for a couple weeks and then get less conditions and discuss it further later?
Lawrence, you want us to get back to you on conditions? Is that what you would like?
I can give you up some conditions that's standard for that type of business.
Okay.
And he's already stated in a record, and I would use some of his statements that his hours are 7. He agreed that 5 would be easier than 3:30, and then Monday through Friday, no weekend hours.
Okay. He had agreed to put a buffer between him and the neighbor.
Yes, that's in the drawing, sir.
And a horse in the front yard.
That's cool. Do you want a motion, Mr. Rafferty?
Wait for it.
Okay. I'll make a motion.
I need the record open for
yes.
you. Okay. I'll second that.
Mr. Jones made a motion that we defer and leave the record open on case number, so we'll come on agenda.
It's for him to provide more.
1653
conditional use.
You're going to require the applicant to provide a drawing?
Yeah.
When you're probably going to have to amend it again after you impose the conditions because all conditions have to be included on the site plan.
Well, we can do that during the...
Can we do that one?
You have to put it, go back to the engineer again, the and then have all the requirements put on or shown.
We'll just make that a stipulation then, let P&Z review it then.
Make it that he has to put parking in the rear. That way he, when he gets it done, he's done.
Okay. Yeah, you won't see two trucks, but you'll still see all my vehicles, and they can't. Nobody can say a thing about that, correct?
Vote on it today.
Okay.
Well, they can. But they
we're ready to go home.
Okay.
Vote on it today. Question on the motion?
You asked Mark for conditions.
You want to
conditions, drawing.
Excuse me, Mr. Lang's got a suggestion here.
Okay.
I would just suggest that he's going to have to go back to his engineer, have it drawn, and turn around and get your condition of approval, which would be different from what the drawing is going to show probably, and then he's going to have to revise it again.
Okay. So what's
you just let me make up the stipulations or conditions, and if you agree to those, then he can get it corrected and go back for site plan review.
All right. Okay. Perfect. We're just going to, you don't have to do any drawings.
Okay.
Okay, sir.
But we leave the record open, right, to get
this?
Yes.
Defer the motion.
Thank you.
Defer. Wait, he says we don't need to leave. Excuse me.
Okay, I will.
Mr. Lang says we do not need to leave the record open. We can now just defer.
Defer action.
All right.
Okay. I'll withdraw my motion, and I'll make a motion.
I'll withdraw my second.
53. There's my motion to defer on application
1653. I already had it.
Okay.
Second by Mr. Cole. Question, Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
I voted yes. We deferred.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Case.
You're still alive for another day.
My God, my guys will be a star.
They will be
when you can feed their kids.
Mr. Ron?
I just wait to hear back from you all.
As soon as... Done. Well, Lawrence gets conditions.
It'll be put back on the agenda. The agenda is available on the county's website.
You don't need to come back.
You can't talk anymore. You're done talking.
I'm going back to the horse farm.
That's right. You go back to the horse farm.
You'll shovel some.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mr. Jones, to adjourn.
So moved.
All favor, see if I'm saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same time. 4:35.
Learn anything today, Stephanie?
Yes, I did.
Something, you know, you ought to.